Alright, so we're going to talk on the sugya Pei Test at Sadi. We're mostly solstice of sugyas, the sugya about Okutav from the Torah. And it's really the basis of so many sugyas and shafts of understanding what are the limits of Chazal's power and to what extent does Chazal have power to find halakha. To find halakha and even okra davar min ha'Torah. Oh, it's a big machlokas here, Rabbi and Rav Chista. And it's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that the children of the first and second husband, when this woman remarries and now she has two husbands, and she discovers that she accidentally married when her first husband was still alive, so she has two husbands, so the kids, not only from the second marriage, the marriage where she's really an Eishes Ish, those kids are mamzerim, but even when she goes back to her first husband, if she goes back to the first husband before she received a get from the second husband, we're going to view it as if she was an Eishes Ish to her first husband, and therefore the kids are going to be mamzerim.
Mamzerim Darabanan.
So says Rav Chista something very interesting to him. He says they're Mamzerim, but it's really just Darabanan. Darabanan said they're Mamzerim, and in our Torah, really, the first husband is her real husband, the second husband is not her husband at all. Nevertheless, we're calling them Mamzerim. So if they're Mamzerim, so Darabanan, okay, but Darabanan is a Chumrah, treat him as Mamzer. But it sounds like he's a mamzer completely. If he's a mamzer completely, that means that the kids even have the kulas of a mamzer. A mamzer is not just a chumra, it's also a kula, because a mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So Chista says this child of a marriage that really Minatayra is a completely kosher marriage, it's really her proper husband, but the kids of that marriage, we Midrabanan are declaring Mamzerim, and therefore they'll be mutter to marry with Mamzerim. Now the son of this marriage will be mutter to marry Mamzeres, meaning he'll be mutter to be married with a woman that l'chaira on a Torah level is completely a biasura. Every time he's with his wife, he's being over l'chaira an isra of lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, meaning he's really kal Hashem and he's being married to a mamzeres, and therefore it's okur davar min ha'Torah. So that's what Rav Chista says, that yesh koach l'chachamim lakar davar min ha'Torah, and therefore the chachamim have the power to declare a person a mamzer and give them a kula that they can marry a mamzeres. Well, Rabbi says no, that can't possibly be. The Mishnah says a mamzer doesn't marry between a mamzer, means a mamzer l'chumra. But kula, you can't give kulas. Chachamim don't have that power to give out kulas. And then the Gemara continues, and Rav Chista and Rabbi argued about another case, about a din of truma. If one makes truma, and where the truma min ha'Torah is truma, but midraisa is truma, but midrabanan is not truma. What's the case? That a person gives tamei fruit as truma on his tahar produce. So he's torah min ha'tamei al ha'tahar. So you're not supposed to do that, you're definitely not supposed to do that lechatchila, but b'diyeved, certainly the truma is truma. However, came along the Rabbanan and said, no, your truma is not truma. There's a price that says that Chachamim made a din, that they made things more chamer, and said, if you're torah from a tamel on the tahar, if you do b'mezid, truma is not truma. Rav Chista says, truma is not truma, and that means this fruit that l'chayra min ha'Torah is mamish truma tameya, you're allowed to eat it. It goes back to being kulin, and now you can eat it. Rabbi says that's absurd. How could he possibly say that? Min ha'Torah, this is truma. Min ha'Torah, this is truma. There's no way to allow Yisrael to eat it. He says it's not true. What was the price they're talking about? He's talking about truma b'sman hazeh. Shumav Bizmana says only Rabbanan, and therefore they're allowed to say such a thing, it can be such a shtek, but Minatayra, of course, it can't be Okutav Minatayra. Whoa. Fine. That's a machlokas. And the Gemara continues and tells us, even though Rabbah, argues on Rav Chisda, and definitely it's assumed, at least most assuredly, that halacha is like Rabba. But even Rabba agrees that by Sheval Taseh, Chazal Okur Dover Natayra, such as by Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, of course, in the Torah, you should blow the shofar. Rabbanan said, don't blow the shofar. Shem Yavrenu Arba Amos. So there, since it's a Sheval Tasa, you're just not blowing the shofar, so that, even Rabba agrees, Rabbanan have the power to do that. So the question we have to talk about is the tremendous kash. How could this work? How on earth could this work? First we'll focus on Rabba, but in Rav Chisda it's really an impossibly big kash. The Mamash Okudah of the Torah, even in Rabba it's a big kash, right? Divrei HaRabba, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishom. It's always a klal. Torah tells you one thing, Chacham tells you something else. We love the Chacham, but however much we love the Chacham said, right? The Torah is the Torah. Yeah, it can't get better than the Torah. So how could we possibly not listen to the Torah? How could it be? What's the lump? So there's a Rashba, much more talk out in the Chrona, but there's a Rashba that gives a hesper. So this Rashba is in the Durham, Daf Tzadi, Amud Beis. Take a look there, don't have enough time to talk about the sugya over there. I'll just read the line from the Rashba. Rashba says, talking about being okrim over the Torah, he says, "V'losha chachamim okrim davar min haTorah midaita." It's not. We don't mean to say that chachamim ever could be okrim davar Torah midaita. Ella, achas mitzvah haTorah. One of the actual mitzvahs of the Torah, he the Shmuel Divrei Hashofet Asher Yiyah B'Yom Mehei. There's a chiyuv and esir alosa say to listen to what the Sanhedrin tells you. V'kol shehein roam lahater l'tzorach. If anything they see that l'tzorach, they have to be matter mutter min haTorah. So the Rashi really does two things for us. First of all, he tells us no. Of course, Chacham can't beat the Torah, but they're coming with the power of the Torah. But then he does what's really important for us, is the next move here, the next piece that he tells us, is he says, anything that they see to be matter, mutter min haTorah. On face value. I don't know if this is mukhra. But those words, mutter min haTorah, sounds like it's mamish. You've changed the Torah. It's not just that you've been, we're calling it okrim min haTorah, but it's not that you are overpowering the Torah. It's not that it's a tug of war that we've overpowered the Torah, but rather it is mutter. It becomes mutter.
It seems like that would be better for a pistol, because then there's just a blanket mutter for the Rabbanon.
Okay, so yeah, I really want to talk both to Rav Chisda and Rabba, how this works. Let's first talk with Rabba, because Rabba, I feel, is the, doesn't, hit our kishka says hard. Okay, don't blow shofar. Okay, so Chanan makes a big point here that of course, I'm going to say it's quite a chakira here, but he says the ikur seems to be, he says, it seems very understandable that when they say don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right, this is Rosh Hashanah Torah, it's probably a sex type of Torah, I'm sure that I haven't. I don't think it's so I can't tell you, but I have a feeling it's in there. Okay, so maybe I'll repeat something. But Pashas, no. But by Rosh Hashanah, there's actually no mitzvah to blow shofar. And it brings a number of beautiful rayos. We'll just go through the rayos, then we'll talk about a machlokas here. Okay, so this is very much in line with this rash, but actually the halacha becomes that the actual Torah changes.
On a level.
So he brings one beautiful raya that you, someone osik in the beginning of Yuvamis, is that there's a din that we wear tzitzis, in a Torah, a person wears tzitzis even on a linen garment, linen towels, right? Even though with tzitzis it's going to be shatnez. So that's definitely the din min haTorah. However, the machlokas tanam, but the way we hold halacha l'maisa is that a pishtin garment we do not wear tzitzis. And the Gemara Shabbos Daf Hei goes as far as to say that the tanam who held this, that a pishtin garment with four corners, you don't have to put on tzitzis, they wore talesim without tzitzis. Most of Shonim understand that kipshuto, they mounted with tzitzis. Not tcheles, and not even regular tzitzis. They need weird tzitzis. Right? Halachah Maaseh Brachah Shulchan Aruch, because it's Sefikus here, it says you should never wear talis of Hishtin. Okay? But if you do, don't wear tzitzis, but don't, but enough. Okay. But the Tanam did do it. Tanam wore talisim of Hishtin and they didn't put on tzitzis. Says Rav Elchanan. Why? I don't know. Why did the Chacham make a gzera like that? They made a gzera because atu ksus laila. What about the nighttime? Nighttime you're not chayiv in tzitzis. The male, you'll leave the tzitzis on you at night and you'll wear your linen talis. But at nighttime there's no hector of shatnez and tzitzis, and therefore you'll go over an iser. And therefore they say no, bechalal, don't put a tzitzis on a linen talis. Fine. The says Rav Elchanan. I don't understand this. Right? How could these Tanam? The Gemara actually says Tanam were wearing this. The whole story there in Shabbos Chafei, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Eloi was looking at his Talmidim and he was upset, why aren't you wearing tzitzis? And they say, oh, we know Rebbe holds that you do wear tzitzis, we hold you don't wear tzitzis. But he's looking at them, they're wearing Kishtim, not wearing tzitzis. How could these Gedolei Tanam put on a linen towel to not put on tzitzis? If Shad is that, it really is a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, and just the Rabbanon overpower it by saying, no, you shouldn't do it, listen to us. So they shouldn't do it. They shouldn't wear a linen talis. Or wear a linen talis and round up one of the corners. Do something. But why would you do that? Why would you wear such a beged? Don't wear such a beged, right? Such a beged that you're being over the Torah on what the Torah tells you to do just because, okay, Nebuch, I have so many chiyuvim, I can't keep all my chiyuvim. But if you could keep your chiyuvim, right? So I thought that's his first raya. Okay. Nice raya. There's no mitzvah. They got rid of the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. And that's why they don't even put on the white tzitzis. They don't even put on cotton tzitzis. They don't put on linen tzitzis. Because the Maisa Chacham said, a beged of pishtin we hold is not chayiv in tzitzis. Oh. Another rai from Sukkah. All the rais are just going to be in Yana Tiyoma, so it's very nice. Rai from Sukkah, Gemara Chalches in Sukkah, the Gemara there says, Din, that you have to have your table in your Sukkah. You can't have your shulchan outside of your Sukkah, right? You have to, right, if you ever look over and you see, you know, sometimes you have schach pasul on top of your Sukkah. So you can't have schach pasul on top of you, but also where you're putting your plate on the table, can't have schach pasul. Because even if you are over here, but if your plate is over here and up here is the overhang, you can't do that because you have to have your table in the sukkah with you. Fine, very nice. Says the Gemara, not everyone held this way. And the Chachamim went to the sukkah of Rav Yochanan ben Hachuranis. They went to the sukkah and they saw him eating in the sukkah with his shulchan. It was not in the sukkah. They said to him, Amru lo, im kena yisa noeg, if this is the way you always are noeg, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You never kept the mitzvah sukkah. Right? It's a bigger extreme, yeah? That's extreme. You never kept the mitzvah sukkah in your whole life. Right? Giving tochacha is the biggest kindness you could do to somebody. So he never sat in a sukkah in his life. What do you mean that you were never in a sukkah? Right? You were in a sukkah, I'm not tired, you became a mitzvah. You just didn't keep the rabbanan's chash of maybe if your sukkah, if your shulchan's out of the sukkah, maybe you'll end up ending up and going out of the sukkah. So you didn't keep the extra safeguard that the rabbanan wanted you to keep. Don't tell him you didn't keep sukkah. So says Tosus the Sandaf Gimel in sukkah, Tosus says, that it means even when I tell you are not Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? It's extreme. It's interesting. It's interesting to point out, not all Rosh Hashanah says, the Ritz and the Ran in Sukkah, they say, no, why did they just meant to tell him you didn't properly fulfill the Mitzvah Sukkah? So that could be. But even of them, right, it doesn't mean that Cholik and Tosus is Yisod or Rav Chanan is Yisod. Rav Chanan is Yisod, Rabbanan have the power to be Mafkia Mitzvah. Tosus is really saying a big finish because, okay, very understandable that on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos they'd want to be Mafkia Mitzvah Shofar. But over here it's a little bit funny. Why do they want to be Mafkia the Mitzvah Sukkah? Okay, what's wrong? We want you to keep your table in the Sukkah. We want you to do this. But if you don't do it, why do I have to kill your derisive mitzvah?
Because it's the same. It's sukkah, sukkah. So shana, it's habit.
Right.
But here, if they kill the sukkah, it's always only that you get your sukkah, but if they kill the mitzvah sukkah, you still get sukkah either. Still right. Get sukkah.
Oh, okay, good. So Frank's saying beautiful. I'll say it maybe a little bit sharper. The pshat is, you're paskening that when you sit in the sukkah and your table's not on the sukkah, that's not yeshiva sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah means you're sitting there and you're here. You're here with kliyos. If your shulchan's not here, you're not fully being yoshev here. And they passing that way. When they passing that way, that became the din. Because they're psak. Even though honest statement, I tell you that wouldn't be the din, but since they pass in that way, that becomes the din. And our P Torah, it's not a yeshiva sukkah. You're in the sukkah, right? It's like you sit in the sukkah in the rain. It's not a yeshiva sukkah. So this also, with Rabbanan, it's not a yeshiva sukkah. Fine. They defined it that way. Okay, one other raya here, also in the sukkah sugya. The Gemara says there's a gzeira in sukkah that you're not allowed to use boards on your sukkah if those boards are 4 tefachim wide. Right? Even though it's made out of wood, wood is sach, but if that wood is solid 4 tefachim wide, it's possible. Why? Gzeira's tikra. Because it doesn't look like real sach, it looks a little bit like the roof of a house. Okay, they made such a gzeira. So that's the way we hold the halacha. Rabbi Yehuda, though, at least one version of Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah was cholik, and he says, we don't have such a gzeira, no such gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's my raya? There's no such gzeira. And we know there's no gzeira of the sarim. He says, because there's a maisa, there's a shasa sakana. And the government was gozer against sitting in a sukkah. So what did the chacham do? They brought boards and they put a lot of boards, lined them up, and made a sukkah out of it. Right? And everyone looking, you guys are going to look at it, they're not going to know this is a sukkah. And they sat in that type of sukkah so that the government wouldn't find them and kill them. You see from there that it's kosher, you're allowed to make a sukkah with boards, with a sign. That's his raya. So the chum say back to him, that's not a raya, you can't bring a raya from Shasta Sakana. Shasta Sakana is different. Okay, so the response, we understand. The response is a great response. But Rabbi Huda says this is his raya. Why is that his raya? What? There's no raya at all. There's not even a little bit of a raya. It's really not a raya for this is his raya he held by. There's no raya. It's not a raya. Right? They couldn't be Mekayim, the din that the Rabbanan wanted. They'd be killed. So of course they're Potter. So they're Mekayim. What should they have done? You want them to eat in their house? That would have made you happy? That's what you want? Let them do it in Teresa, without doing it in Rabbanan. So Chod says, no. If you understood, if it's pasul, if they're a butter pasul, then it's not a sukkah. Don't mislead people. Eat in your house and explain to people it's not going to be fashion. The Rabbanan said back, no, Shas HaKon is not a raya. Even the Rabbanan were gozer that a sukkah of Nisarim is not a sukkah, but B'Shas HaKon, they did not make their gezeira, and therefore Nisarim are kasher B'Shas HaKon. But this Yisod seems to be like Rabbanan. Seems to be that in principle, when Chachamim or gozer something, they actually change the din d'oraisa. Whoa. Okay. That's it. That's it. The famous cholik, Rav Chana doesn't mention him by name. Some he knew about. The famous cholik is Rav Akiva Eiger. Rav Akiva Eiger, mostly in two places, maybe a few other places, but two clear places, he's cholik on this. In Drushva Chiddush Maracha Ches. So, it's on the Marmar Comus if anyone still has the Marmar wants to look at them. So, what? Yeah, it's all. I gave him Marmar Comus just so I don't have to quote, of course, when I give a share. Anyway, so Rolo Kivek says no, and he quotes a very interesting Gemara. Very interesting. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lam and Gimel. Really, which one is Gemara? Anybody who likes a strange Gemara? Or Akiva Eger wants to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. It starts with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in Rosh Hashanah, you must ask him in Matinokos, Kidesha Yilmadu. You encourage your kids on Rosh Hashanah to take advantage to learn every kid should be a Baal Tokeya. Right? It's a shofar. You don't always have a shul, so every year you should know how to blow shofar. Okay, beautiful. We don't know we should. That's the Gemara. It's a good thing that we should not have blow shofar. Good, beautiful. What's the Chiddush? And the mission of the Chiddush Lechora is because the Rama actually says that if you have no reason, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because just like you can't blow a trumpet on Rosh Hashanah, that's Isser Drabanan. So therefore, for no reason, even on Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't blow a shofar. Good. But for kids learning to blow shofar, that's a good reason they could blow. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, even on Shabbos, even if Rosh Hashanah comes in on Shabbos, still says you can encourage the kids to blow shofar. Wow. Right, so this is very strange, no? This is very strange, because we're saying that the Etzem, blowing shofar on Shabbos is, on any Shabbos, any Yom Tov, on Shavuos, if you blow shofar, you're over on Esed Rabbanan. So why on earth is this mutter, and it sounds like it's even encouraged, why would we do such a thing? It's a Pella. So Pashtus in Shin Mem Gimel, in Archaim Shin Mem Gimel, Chaber says, and Magarfram brings this as one of the possible koros. Chaber says that Eel is a mitzvah of chinuch. Mitzvah of chinuch is to teach your kids to do mitzvos, and also to teach them not to be over on a Suri Dereisa. But a Suri Drabanan, there's no mitzvah of chinuch. Strange Zachronim. Doesn't go with this. That's something that comes out of that. Could be one way of understanding this Gemara. This is an explanation why such a thing should be true. Okay, not our sugya. But Akiva Eger, though, sees in this, he says, here, I had only one way to explain this Gemara. The way to explain the Gemara is to say no. Not like Rav Chana. There's a mitzvah blowing shofar even on Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim will go soon. Okay. But that Zera, kids, so by them, we don't have that. Maybe we didn't even make that Gezeirah, because not for practicing, we weren't, maybe we weren't worried that we were going to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or maybe on the kids we're not as worried. That Shach didn't bother us anyway, because even if they would carry Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we'll still just be on Esses Rabbanu, because really they're not mitzvah and mitzvahs. So therefore, let's have them blow. Because it's a mitzvah, it's a Torah. We'll kaim a beautiful geshmak of mitzvah, tkiya shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Oh, it's very nice. Rav Kiva said to the Gemara, it's very nice, right? Very nice. It's a nice shtickle Torah. Just to balance out the shtickle Torah, is a Yishon Rav Kiva Eger's not the first one to talk about the Gemara. A lot of discussion in Rishonim about this Gemara. Nobody else says Rav Kiva Eger's shtickle Torah. The other thing just to point out, Akiva Eger Shtickle Torah, if you have to go, just go. Akiva Eger Shtickle Torah, as sweet as it is, it's still a Pella. You gotta admit, what, this is Chinuch? What is this? The kid's not mitzvah, and even if there is a mitzvah shofar, the kid's not mitzvah to blow shofar. He doesn't have a mitzvah to blow shofar. It's within Chinuch. So what kind of Chinuch is this? Give him a Chinuch to blow shofar on Shabbos? Oh, it's okay. Fine. Okay. So let's machlokus. Right. Just to try to finish by five. Let's jump a little bit. Okay. The Shevel Tass. That's for Shevel Tass. The Shevel Tass. Rav Chanan, which is really I think more pashut mahalach, more pashut Rishonim. So you explained very nicely why Rabbi had a chil between Shevel Tass and Kumbasei. We're willing to get rid of the Mitzvah Sasei. Why? Because mitzvah say, as Ramban, you're going to learn about this in Yavamis if you didn't already. Ramban says mitzvah says are all about aseto. They're all positive things, good things to do. Good things to do. If you don't do it, the Torah says do good things, so now you better listen. But by etzem, it's just a good thing to do. And there's a reason not to do it, which is that the Rabbanim are saying we think it shouldn't be done. Where it goes, it shouldn't be done. Okay, so now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell yourself and say, okay, we said a general blow shofar, but in a case where it's not the right thing to do, it's just a mitzvah saseh, don't do it, now it's not a good thing anymore. But by a low saseh, nevela, Chacham will tell you nevela, they can't tell you nevela, because nevela is the etzem something that's an avla. There's something bad there, something bad to do. Rabbanon can't tell you to do, we can't make it a good thing to do, so it's going to always have a bad, it's always a bad thing, so you can't do it. Rav Akiva Eger, you'll have to say no. Shavuot, I less speaks to me. It's like a tug of war. It's a tug of war, pulling back and forth. And Rav Chanan says we have to say that this is Saturday. And Nechanav is a tug of war. When you have a tug of war, so what do? You say, okay, do Sheval Tase. Don't actively go against Chachamim, and don't actively go against the Torah. Do Sheval Tase. Neutral. Fine. Okay. So now, I'm just going to say Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is the harder side. Because Rav Chisda seems to say, your okur davar min haTorah, even become vase, even actively, your okur davar min haTorah. It's a pella. Pella, how does that work? So Rav Akiva Eger, it's a huge pella, right? You're saying that something that's truma, you can eat? A woman who's usher to you, you can eat? Okay, good. You can stay married to her? How could that be? How could we possibly do that? Right? Even to Rav Elchanan, something that's objectively a taleva, she's married to someone else, how can you? Anyway, fine. Okay, so we'll start with Tosus. Tosus is just a pella, but understanding Tosus, the way we show Machrom extend Tosus, it explains the whole sugi here in a completely different light. Really opens the door to a lot of different sugis. Pella the Tosus. Tosus is in Ksuas Daf Gimel, but more by Richas in Cheskus Abatim, in both Basrim and Ches. So he's going in the sugi we have by Asa Afkinan Rabbanon the Kedushin Minei. That sometimes Rabbanon were Mafkia the Kedushin. How do they have the power to do this? Okay, so about Basri, he's talking about a case, a woman forcibly steals a girl, kidnaps a girl, and he makes her his wife against her will, and it's Makadosh all against her will. What happens? So the Gemara says, Minat Torah, it should still work. Why it should still work in our sugi? But it says, but Lashon Gemara says, "Who was the Shloka Hugan? He did something terrible. Nachnosim, Nasalo Shlokim. We're also going to be mean to the fellow. Lafkinu Rabbanon the Kedushin Mimunei, and we take off his Kedushin. We're Oker the Chalos Kedushin." So what's Pshat? So everyone knows in Afghanistan the standard Pshat. You know, next time we'll kind of share on this. We'll talk about the standard Pshat and this many cats. Is it has something to do with Tanai, the person's das, and the person has das, I whatever the Rabbanon want, I give into him. Tosha says it can't be pshat. It can't be pshat, because this case was not going to fit with that sort of pshat, because the person is bemazed going negative Tyra, he's kidnapping this girl and doing something against Tyra, he doesn't care. And therefore, it's impossible to say that he means for it not to be kiddush. No, it's a different pshat. We see from this Gemara that we go like Rav Chisda, and Afkinu is working midin that you're okur davar min haTaira. Okay. Fine. That's exciting enough. Yeah, I think our family is exciting enough. But then Tosus goes on. And he says, the Gemara continues, he says, this is true by Kesef. What about by Bia? Well, he says, oh, we made his Bia into this. So what was the cash and terrace of the Gemara? Well, we have it by us. Everyone's seen this at some point in life. The Tosus says something amazing. He says, oh. When he married her, Stam, with Kesef or Shtar, fine. We have no problem being ogre the Kedushin. Why? He says, because there's no Aveira. You're not doing anything, any Aveira. You're not doing ogre any, it's, there's no Aveira. He says, and so too, Rav Chisda says that when you make Truma Tamei al Tahar, we turn make the Truma back into Chulin. He says, in that case, there's no Aveira. There's no Aveira. But over here, if we say they're not married, there is an Aveira, because since he got married by Bia, and we're saying that they're not married, that Bia was Nus. And Nus with a woman, even if she's Tahora, she's not a Nida, but they're not married, that is more. It's an Isser Rabbanan. And how could the Rabbanan be matter you do something wrong? Kamash Malan, yes, we're willing to make a Maisus Nus in order to be okay with the marriage. Oh, so what's the talk here? Let's say what's the talk here? There's no Aveira? By the Truma. The Truma, that's Truma in Atayra, and you're saying it's not Truma, it's not an Aveira. People who are married, she's an Aishah Sish, and you're allowing her to remarry another person without a get. That's not an Aveira? Is there a bigger Aveira? So the chat is, it's in Shita Mekubetzes. Rav Chanan says it there. He just says like he's saying himself. You look at the Marsha says it. And you look at Shita Mekubetzes, and Shita Mekubetzes says it. You know, Sal Ashkenazi himself says it. He quotes Mefarshim that explains Tosfos. But they all say the same chat. So Tosfos is telling us, Rav Chista, Rav Chista, it's not Chalila that we're an Aishah Sish being married is okay to another man is okay with us. Shana Rav Chista is that Chacham had the power to be Oker Achalos. They could be Oker Achalos. Afkinu Rabbanu Lekedusha Minei Kipshuta. They're Oker the Achalos. The Marsha adds, Okra Chalos, and even Shumba, meaning first Kedushin. Kedushin is Okra the Chalos, so that doesn't drive so crazy. The Gemara said, we saw that there's Okra Chalos, what does it mean? It's a Kenyan, right? And we know, we already know there's such a thing called Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, but that only works by money, Kedushin Kesef, but even by Bia, there's a Kenyan, and the koach of that kinyan, creating a shibud on the woman that now becomes a kinyan, Bia is a kinyan. Rabbanan did it. No, Bia, it's not. They made it into snus, and no, this does not make a kedushin. This is they undid the kinyan shebol. By Truma, Marsha said by Truma also. You could undo Truma, refine a Hataras Nedarim, you could undo Truma. If someone's mafish Truma, and before they give it to Kohen, they go to a Bezdin and they're matir Neder, the Truma goes back to Chulin. There's such a thing as Truma going back to Chulin, it's not ridiculous. Chachamim had the power to do that. A Mela. Just like Rab himself, right? Right? Chizda said to Rabba, how do you have a case of Yerusha that's only to Rabbana? So Rabba said, oh, so that I agree, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. I agree that Rabbana could change the halos. They could change the way things are. But only by Mammon. Rav Chista went further. He said they could be over the halos of Yitzhak Yitzhak. So that's the Mahalach of Rav Chista's telling us. Now let's just get back to where the whole sugi started by the sugi of Mamzeiros. Back here, maybe not as posh. We're making a mamzer, and he's our mamzer. Rabbanon, make a mamzer, matter him to a mamzeris. No, how do they do that? Okay, this takes a little thinking. So I'll tell you what the fee. What the fee is, so, learned Kiddushin 2 years ago. So in Kiddushin is a very interesting sugya. It says, mamzerim asidim letar. Elio is going to come and be Matahar the Mamzer. Whoa. Right? How does he do that? He says, ask the Rashba, this is the Kedusha 9 days. Ask the Rashba, Yud Gimel Yikarim, that the Torah is never going to change. He says, Abad, the Torah is not going to change. Even after Mashiach comes, if someone is Baal Eish, the kid's going to be a Mamzer. But when Elio comes, all the Mamzerim that are there at the time of Bias Mashiach, Harasha, we're going to be Matar all the Mamzerim. Harasha, what is he? You know this spell that was Okra Darim Natayra, but Lachari means what our Gemara says, that Harasha, we have the koach even to be Okra, even Rabba agrees, Harasha, we have the power to be Okra Darim Natayra. Mela, we're going to be Okra the Din Amam Zeyra. And what does he mean? He doesn't mean there could be Amam Zeyra, but we're going to, when Mashiach comes, we're going to say, don't worry about it. pshat is, the Gemara is it's going to be metaher, according from a pasuk in Malachi, that when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to be Yosheth, and it's going to be metzar, it's going to purify Klal Yisrael, purify the Mamzerim. How do you do that? The way you do that is you think, okay, Mamzerim were pushed out of the Klal, we're bringing them back. The Koich HaBetzim, we're going to bring Eliyahu with all of his Koichos, Sanhedrin Gadol, whatever his Koichos are, he's going to bring the Mamzerim back. Okay? The same idea here, Cyrus, also, that this person who is the Klinga Mamzer, we're pushing him out of the cow. He can marry Mamzeris because he's not part of Kal Hashem. We pushed him out of the cow. Same idea, Rabbanon have such a power. The one mucker I found for that, but going flip side, saying you can push someone out of the cow. So I thought maybe you could think about this if you learned Makos, the very beginning of Makos. So the Gemara has a whole sugya there. The Gemara has a havamina. There's a havamina that maybe if an Ezomim comes and says someone's hustle, let's say a Kohen is really a Chalal. So havamina that the Eid of Zomim, when they're caught, we should turn the Eid of Zomim into Chalal. Tosus says there, who are the Mamzerim? That if the Eidim is a half of Mina, that Eidim Zoymim say Reuven's a Mamzer, and it turns out they're lying, which turns Eidim Zoymim into Mamzerim. Akamash, we'll learn the Pasuk, the Adrasha, I see some low cash of Zoymim, low, low Lazaro. I just thought, with my head on this again, I thought, Celtic of thought, you could turn someone into a Celtic. Shad is no. This is the Lo Yavu of Kal Hashem. You should not allow these people into Kal Hashem. But Kal Hashem, who's in Kal Hashem? You know, that's part of Bethan's job, right? Sort of like you need three Dayanim to accept a ger into Klal Yisrael, right? That's Bethan. They have the Koyach to be Koveya, even though it's being awkward, the straight end of the Torah. They could do that and make someone into a mamzer. Okay, it's a little bit that's a little bit on science fiction, but that's the chara that we have to say for a chista. And this power was given to chazan. Okay. All right. I hope everyone's mochel me, and we shall unbelievably shoot this year. We should meet Eliyahu. And all of them should become Tahar. All the people who act like them should become Tahar. Okay. All right. Take Maximus.